Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm not here now.
Vida, ba 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 da.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me today on Sade Speaks. Sade Speaks is just the nugget, the spark that you need to get your day started with your host, me, Sade Dennis. And, you know, today we're going to be continuing our Amazing Woman series, but today we're going to mix it up a little bit. We're going to be talking about the five things that you need to be successful and to be amazing. Basically, these things are what successful women, what we do differently. And so now, you know, that really starts us off to a great Women's History Month, which is in March. Many of you all may know. But I'm excited to share with you today on Sade Speaks just the five things. Well, now we all know that there are more than five things that we do and that, you know, some of our favorite mentors and amazing women do. But these are just some nuggets that I want to share with you all today as a part of our Amazing Women series. Now, for those of you all who may not know, this is a radio show that is on the PWE Network. Well, obviously you guys know that because you're on the PWE Network today. But the PWE Network is an amazing network, which stands for Professional Women Entrepreneurs. You can find out more about us on facebook.com/ Professional Women Entrepreneurs with an S. And we have an amazing group that we just network and share resources and ideas, as well as our fan page with almost about 5,000 women. It's a great organization to grow and to learn and to grow your business. We have amazing leadership, and we're just growing by leaps and bounds every day, in fact. And so I just wanted to put that out there before I get started. Amazing women. Successful woman. First of all, what does that mean? Does that mean that these women have lots of money? Does it mean that they are CEOs or their own bosses? Does that mean they're married? Are they single? You know, what age are they? What do they look like? Here's the thing. I would really say all of the above. All the above. Because as a successful woman, I mean, we vary. You know, you could be an amazing mom. You could be an amazing friend. I was reading a book recently, and basically it just talked about how we look at success and what we deem as being successful. And sometimes we overlook the simple things like being faithful, being a trusted resource. And those things are really, really important. I think that we can never really lose sight of those types of things. It's really, really important because, as we all know, I mean, you could gain the whole world and lose your soul. And we don't want to do that, do we? No. But these nuggets that I want to share with you are just some things that really struck me, just kind of in my research as I was going through, preparing, and just really continuing on my journey of being a successful woman. So here's the thing. A successful woman, they are deeply passionate about what they do. And, you know, we always hear about passion, right? But without passion, all the skill in the world, it will not lift you above the craft. This is what dancer Twyla Tharp wrote in her book, The Creative Habit. She says, if you don't love what you do, you're probably not going to be motivated to go above and beyond or to innovate and to stand out in the workplace or in your own business for that matter. But, you know, it goes on to say, if you're passionate about your career or your business, you know, it'll make putting time and effort into making it a pleasure, not a chore. And that's the thing about it. Many times I even look at things like, oh my goodness, I have to do chores today or just do things that may not be so glamorous. But when I think about something as simple as organizing my closet or, you know, making sure that everything's organized around the home or my home office, you know, those kinds of things really help and propel me be successful that day, that week, and certainly in the future. It's like sowing a seed into myself, into my business, and even into my home life. And that's an amazing thing. So even something small, you know, what may seem like a chore, but you have to be passionate about the things that you want to do. And also passionate about the things that make those things possible, like being organized, all those different types of things, okay? So that's one. You have to be deeply passionate about what you do, okay? And number two is that successful women, they don't expect perfection of themselves or those around them. Research has shown that wasting time and energy trying to be perfect only leads to unhappiness. Successful women know that they can't do everything well all at the same time. I always like to share that with clients and friends of mine. Yeah, I say, yeah, we can have it all, but just not at the same time. And so, you know, stop beating yourself up if you have not, let's say, gotten married by the age of 25 or 35 or what have you, if you had that first child or that, you know, big article written up on yourself. You can have all those things, but just not all at the same time. And guess what? Some of those things may not even be for you. And if you look at some really successful women, you know, many of them are not 25. Some of them aren't even 35. I mean, you look at amazing women like Diane Sawyer, Oprah Winfrey, and some of them have reached their peak later on in life, but they were building and enjoyed levels of success all throughout their journey. And that's the thing about it. My father always likes to joke. I remember one time I was turning 25 years old, and I was had the nerve to feel like I was getting old. And my dad told me, well, listen, Sade, if you don't feel like you want to age or you feel like you're getting old, the only solution is that you just stop living. Okay. And that really crystallized, I think, the issue for me, and that, wait a minute, why am I getting upset about getting older? This is a blessing that I'm still here on this earth. You know, that was at the old tender age of 25, if you can believe it. So that's the thing about it. You know, you can't expect perfection, you know, from yourself or even those around you, because guess what? People will disappoint you. Even those that we love and love us will disappoint. And successful women know that, okay, that they can't do everything, like I said, all at the same time. So stop beating yourself up for your perceived flaws, because it'll only dampen your ability at work or in your business or even at home, not to mention your mental health, okay? Now, we won't even touch that subject right now, but it is so important. And here on Sade Speaks, we're going to get into that a little later on. We're going to bring some professionals on that can really help and share with us some tips and some things that we can do to stay fit physically, spiritually, and as well as mentally. So definitely stay tuned to that, because that's really, really important. There's so many stigma around mental health, and there really shouldn't be, okay? So we're going to be looking to that later on, you know, a few shows from now on mental health. But listen, if we're lucky, we will have our chance to leave a mark on this world. But, you know, we can't try to be perfect. Deborah Spar, she actually is the president of Barnard. She shared in Glamour magazine that she says, so don't emulate Wonder Woman. Think about what's wonderful to you instead. Then boldly, audaciously, and joyfully leave the rest behind. I think that is so appropriate, isn't it? It's so appropriate. We look at images that we see on TV and around us, and first of all, we don't know what it took for that person to achieve that level of perceived success. And so many of us can go around feeling so inadequate and just not worth, not really worth it. And, you know, that's just so wrong. I believe that we can be inspired by the women we see, that we certainly can, you know, benchmark those of us who are benchmarkers and what have you, but we cannot go around feeling bad or less than because we see someone else looking like they have it all going on. Reminds me of a recent episode of Mary Jane where the character played by Gabrielle Union goes and approaches one of her friends or so-called friends and says to her, you know, I want the life you have that I see you have on Instagram. I want your Instagram life. And how many of us have been guilty of looking at someone's life on Instagram or on Facebook and saying, I want that life? You know, it's just only a snapshot of what their life really is, isn't it? You know, we put the best things, as we should, on our social media. But the danger is that when we see that, we think, oh, wow, I want that. I want the perfect and the just the most attractive kids. I want that perfect life. I want that perfect marriage. And let me tell you something. That doesn't exist. Perfection does not exist. Okay? Now, the third thing or the third nugget I want to share with you all today about what successful women do differently is that often they become their own boss. Many successful women have figured out that if you're the boss, you can set your own rules. And as in fact, editor-in-chief of Cosmo magazine, Joan Cole, said that the higher you go in a corporation, the easier it is, the truth is, you get more control. And when you're in control, you have the ability to create a more sane, happy, and balanced workplace or business for yourself and your employees. This is true. However, I always want to share this as well for those of us who feel like, I want to be my own boss. And that's a great thing. But being your own boss, number one, while setting your rules, you have to realize that you probably will be working with people who are not their own boss. You'll be working with corporations or other business owners or even your customers. You have to work around them as well. And in terms of being your own boss, accountability is always there. Whether you're accountable to a boss or whether you're accountable to customers or clients, accountability never goes away, nor should it. So while becoming your own boss, which is what a lot of successful women do, we're still accountable to someone. Accountability is a major, major thing. But certainly creating your own hours or setting your own rules, it's a major thing. Because when you think about balance, you know, balance is one of those things where it's an elusive philosophy, an elusive thing that we try to achieve. But basically, balance for one woman is different than balance for another woman. So that's the thing. You have to realize that while setting your schedule, so to speak, or setting your own rules, you often kind of work around other people's schedules and rules, which is fine, which is totally fine. It's that it does help create that sense of balance if you are balanced, because I've seen many entrepreneurs take that out of control where they are working all throughout the night. They have no sense of balance or control, and so you want to be really, really mindful of that. And one thing that I've noticed from successful women is that they have mentors. Even those who mentor have mentors. I can think of the relationship between Oprah Winfrey and Maya Angelou. And just as much of an amazing woman as Oprah is, you know, Maya was her mentor. And recently, Oprah shared with Ava DuVernay that their relationship reminds her a lot of her relationship with Maya Angelou. And so she's passing the baton along. So these women who are successful, they have mentors. So you want to make sure you have that balance as well. Another nugget that successful women have and they know is that they believe that they will be successful. Not to go all, if you build it, they'll come, because we know that's not always the case. But if you can believe in your own success, no matter how crazy the idea might seem, it's an integral part of achieving it. Kay Koplovitz, founder of the USA Network, she shared this sentiment. She said that you have to be comfortable that you can think your way through and actually execute your way through the desired outcome. She said that if I expected to be successful, bottom line is confidence and faith in yourself, that is key. Oh, my goodness. I always like to share that, even with myself and as well as with the people around me, that if you don't believe that you're going to be successful, no one else will. If you don't take that time to actually believe that and invest in yourself and have that walk, that swagger about yourself, that confidence, no one else will buy into it as well. You've got to believe. You've got to know it first. Because if you don't, no one else will. It's a major, major piece right there. Major piece. Another nugget. Successful women are not afraid to take a risk. Didn't we all hear that that the very definition of an entrepreneur is that they are a risk taker? So true. I remember hearing that in one of my marketing classes early on in college. So true. That these women are risk takers. And that if they don't take risks, it's like with much risk comes much reward. Sheryl Sandberg, she's an author. She said that all women should ask themselves the question, what would you do if you weren't afraid?
Right.
Affecting change in your career or your business and beyond. major pieces. These are just some nuggets I want to share with you all today here on Sade Speaks. So happy that you all could join me on this show. I have 5 more nuggets next week on our Amazing Woman series. Until next time, join us here every Thursday on the PWE Network. For more information about me, visit my website, ShadeDennis.com.
You use the word partner. I get that. I like that. You know, words like life, words like vision of wisdom. It just kind of pulls my ideas. And I believe that we just kind of have all the good nuggets right here. God's going to weave it through. You're like, oh, my gosh, bam. You know what I'm saying? But